how do you like the Queen? Said the Cat quietly. I don't, said Alice. She's very... Just then, she saw the Queen behind her. So she went on, Clever. She's the best player here. The Queen smiled and walked past. Who are you talking to? Said the King. He came up behind Alice and looked at the Cat's head in surprise. It's a friend of mine, a Cheshire Cat, said Alice. I'm not sure that I like it, said the King. But it can touch my hand if it likes. I prefer not to, said the Cat. Well, said the King angrily. He called out to the Queen. My dear, there's a cat here, and I don't like it. The Queen did not look round. Off with its head, she shouted. Call for the executioner. Alice was a little worried for her friend, but when the executioner arrived, everybody began to argue. I can't cut off a head, said the executioner, if there isn't a body to cut it off from. You can cut the head off, said the King, from anything that's got a head. If somebody doesn't do something quickly, said the Queen, I'll cut everybody's head off. Nobody liked that plan very much, so they all turned to Alice. And what do you say? They cried. The cat belongs to the Duchess, said Alice carefully. Perhaps you could ask her about it. She's in prison, the Queen said to the executioner. Bring her here at once. But then the cat's head slowly began to vanish. And when the executioner came back with the Duchess, there was nothing there. The King ran wildly up and down, looking for the cat, and the Duchess put her arm round Alice. I'm so pleased to see you again, my dear, she said. Let's get on with the game, the Queen said angrily, and Alice followed her back to the croquet ground. The game went on, but all the time the Queen was arguing and shouting, Off with his head! Or, Off with her head! Soon there were no hoops left, because the soldiers, who were the hoops, were too busy taking everybody to prison. And at the end, there were only three players left, the King, the Queen, and Alice. The Queen stopped shouting and said to Alice, Have you seen the Mock Turtle yet? No, said Alice. I'm not sure what a Mock Turtle is. Then come with me, said the Queen. They found the Mock Turtle down by the sea. Next to him was a griffin, asleep in the sun. Then the Queen hurried away, saying, I have to get on with some executions. The griffin woke up and said sleepily to Alice,
It's just talk, you know. They never execute anybody.
Alice was pleased to hear this. She felt a little afraid of the griffin and the mock turtle, because they were so large. But they were very friendly, and sang songs and told her many stories about their lives. The Mock Turtle was in the middle of a very sad song when they all heard a shout a long way away.
It's beginning!
Come on! We must hurry! Cried the Gryphon.
It took Alice by the hand and began to run.